You might be able to tell from the way that I read that I did drama in high school and in college for a little while. So my apologies. I don't mean to put so much weirdness in it, but anyway. You can take the priest out of acting, you just can't take the actor out of the priest, I guess. A very interesting remark is made in the first reading in the letter to the Hebrews about being able to enter into God's rest. That what has spoken, the good news that is spoken to us, is not just spoken to us, but actually heard and listened to. Not rejected because of the hardness of hearts, but received and welcomed. And in so doing, being able to enter into God's rest. We can get preoccupied about God's work, but it seems that what God came to invite us into is first and foremost into his rest. How many miracles will Jesus work on the Sabbath day? You know, it's funny. I mean, Jesus performed many miracles, things that are not written in the scriptures, and yet the gospel writers over and over and over and over again declare when it happens on the Sabbath day. Now, that's not here on the text. It's not the Sabbath day. But over and over, he heals on the Sabbath day. Do you think the Sabbath, the day of rest, is a day of rest for the person oppressed by demonic spirits? Do you think the Sabbath day is a day of rest for those that are crushed in the weight of their sins and have no way out, no way to be forgiven so that they could enter into God's rest? Those who were afflicted with bodily sickness and brokenness. What we see is a beautiful example today. There's much here in this gospel. You know, there's always a lot in the gospel. Jesus looks at the faith of the ones carrying the man. Doesn't look at the man's faith. He looks at the ones carrying him. Jesus speaks about the forgiveness of sins and the healing from ailment. You know, he asks a question of them, and I don't know if they have an answer. You know, which is easier to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven you, or rise, pick up your mat, and walk? You know, it's like, I think both of them would be equally hard, you know? Since God alone can forgive sin. Jesus makes the connection with this mysterious Son of Man from the book, I believe it's from the book of the prophet Daniel or Ezekiel, the image, it's probably Ezekiel, because that's the second one. Anyway, that this mysterious image of one like the Son of Man coming before God on his throne and everything and all dominion being handed over to him, so that you may know that the Son of Man has the ability to forgive sin, I declare to you, be healed. Only Jesus, right? The forgiveness of sins, the physical healing from ailment, the consequence of sin, the ailment, and sin itself. Sin has nowhere to hide, my brothers and sisters, with Jesus. Not only the cause, but the effect have no power in front of him. The cause and the effect both are destroyed by his life, his death, and his resurrection. And Jesus is making manifest before their eyes the kingdom of God. My brothers and sisters, first and foremost, what God desires for you in entering into your faith, entering into the kingdom, is to be set free so that you can rest with God. that may not sound hard or difficult, but it is incredibly extraordinary, my brothers and sisters. The primary invitation to be set free so that you can abide and rest in God, with God. In some way, it sounds almost too good to be true. For many, they will reject it simply on that basis alone. It sounds too good. But it's what he is inviting us to. First and foremost, to enter into his rest, to be set free, and so enter in. Amen.